Today's shir is Masechet Brachos Daf Chaf Gimel. We begin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah, the second of the widest lines. It says the Mishnah, Ha'omer B'Tefillah. Somebody is in the middle of davening. V'niskashu Balkeri, and he remembers that he's a Balkeri. And as we learned in our previous shir, an individual who's a Balkeri may not daven, but he began because he forgot that he was a Balkeri. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yafsik. He shouldn't stop in the middle of the tefillah, ela yikatzer. He should say each bracha in a shortened version. As we discussed a number of times in our Masechta, this is what we know as Havineinu. Says the Mishnah further, Yared Litbal. Somebody went to immerse himself in a mikveh. Im yochel alois uliskasos ulikros achloi tenes achama. The best thing is that he should finish everything that he needs to do in the mikveh and dress himself and come out before the nets. That's what he should do. Yalvias kasavikra. That's what he should do. Come out, dress himself, and then say Krishna. Vimlav, but if he's unable to do this all before the nets comes, yiskasa b'mayim, he should cover himself up with the water that he's in. But as we're going to learn, even though his body should be covered by the water that he's in, his head should be above the water. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, lo yiskasa, he should be careful not to cover himself loy b'mayim haroyim, not with foul water, loy b'mayim mishra, not with water in which flax was soaked, achyatl tichimayim, until he adds water to dilute the foul water. So there's the Bi'ah Halacha, based on this Mishnah, the Bi'ah Halacha in Arachayim Simen Nun Ches Sif Aleph, teaches us that there are people who we learned about earlier in our Masechta that always daven kevasikin. They always daven by the nets. Says the Bi'ah Halacha, from this Mishnah we could see a very bechidish, that if somebody davens by the nets, and he doesn't have a minyan, he doesn't have a minion to daven with the nets, but he always davens by the nets. He could daven b'yichidus, because that's what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah says that the time for davening came, and he of a seeking came, and he's in the mikveh. But what about a minion? So we see from here, says the Bi'ah Halacha, if you're always davening by the nets, you need not be concerned about a minion. The Maisa Rav from the Gra disagrees. And he says that as important it is to daven with the nets, it doesn't mean that you should daven b'yichidus. In fact, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Shas HaTshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudalit Simen Hei, says that usually the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra. And all of a sudden here, he doesn't even quote the Gra. He just gives this psak. He's sort of surprised by it. The Kami Yirchik Mehenu Menatzaya teaches us the Mishnah further. How much should a person stay away from urine and from tzaya? Says the Mishnah Arba Amis. Tana Abonim. Hoya Oime B'Tfila. Somebody's in the middle of davening. V'niska Shu Balkeri. And he remembers that he's a Balkeri. Lo Yafsik. He shouldn't stop davening. Eli Katzer. He should say each bracha in a shortened version. Hay Karba Taira, Veniska Shubakari. He has an aliyah and he remembers that he's about Keri. Ain't a mafsik for oila. He shouldn't stop from getting the aliyah. In those days, every person who got an aliyah would read his portion himself. El Gange Mikari. So machloik is what megamge mekari means. Rashi says that he should read those psukim quickly. Other rishonim say that he should not pronounce the words clearly. Some say, Rabbeinu Yoina says, he should never say the shem Hashem. Megamge mekari, says Rameo Omer, ain't balkeri shoy likris b'toyru. He's a balkeri, he got an aliyah, so he has to take the aliyah, but he should be careful not to read Yosem Ishloisha Psukim, more than three Psukim. For as the Gemara in Masechet Megillah Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, the minimum amount of psukim there are in Aliyah, in a Aliyah is three psukim, he should read the three psukim. Tanyidach, says the Gemara, another braisa. Hi, I'm betfila. Somebody is davening, v'roya tsoy kenegdoi, and then he sees this tsoy in front of him. Mahalach l'fonov, how much should he walk? Achi is rukana l'chayrov arba amis. He should make sure that the tsoya is four amis behind him. Vatanya, asked the Gemara, the braisa didn't say that the tsoy, we have a different braisa that says it should be on the side, it doesn't have to be behind him. Letzdodim, lekasha, answers the Gemara. The best is to go in that direction of your davening. Why? Because the Farshim explain, presumably, the direction in which you're davening is the direction in which Mizrach is. And we always want a person to daven towards Mizrach. So the best thing is to walk in that direction and daven in that direction. However, if that, for whatever reason, is not possible, there's something blocking you from being able to do that, then you should daven letzdodim, you should put it to your side. It's important to point out, when this halacha is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Dalet Amos, when we're going to speak about Dalet Amos, the Shulchan Aruch always says, Mimokam shepasak hareich, from where the odor of that soyer stopped. So it's not just that you have to measure Dalet Amos, you have to measure Dalet Amos from where the odor is no longer. Says the Gemara further, Hoy mispala matzot soyer m'koymai, somebody's davening and he finds soya in that place, Amarova, Api Shechata, even though he did an Aveira, the halacha is Tfila Soy Tfila. The Tfila is still a Tfila. Maskula Rava says, Rava, but doesn't the Pasuk say, Vazevik Rishoyim Taeva, El Amarova, Hoyal Vachata, Api Shespalel, even though he davened, is considered Tfila Soy Taeva, and he must daven Shemoneh Esrei over. So as we look in Shulchan Aruch, to understand these two halachas that we just learned. So the way I understand what the Shulchan Aruch is differentiating between the two halachas is if somebody davened in a place where he didn't expect tzoya, it's not a place where tzoya is expected to be. So there, he should walk Dalet Amos from where he started, where he should walk Dalet Amos away from the odor and start davening from where he's up to. Rabbeinu Yonah says, however, if it was a place that he should have been concerned that there was tzoya, maybe he should go back to the beginning. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that if it's not really a place where tzoya is expected, we could certainly be lenient. And for sure, says the Shulchan Aruch, that we could be lenient by Meiraglayim. If it's urine, so urine, as we're going to learn in our shir, is much less of an issue, so we don't have to be machmer. However, if it was in a place where you should expect the tzoya, so there we have to be more concerned, and therefore by Krishma, if that happens, you need to repeat the Krishma, and the same thing is regarding tefillah, that you have to start davening all over again. Again, by Meiraglayim, the Paiskim are more lenient, again, with the understanding that, as we're going to learn throughout our shir, Meiraglayim are not as complicated as Tzoya. Tana Rabbanan continues the Gemara. Hayoyim b'tefillah, somebody is davening, umayim and he's urinating. He has to stop davening until the urine stops. And then he could continue davening. Again, the Rishonim all point out, Tosfos says it. It's provided that all of the urine was absorbed in the ground or in his clothing to the degree that it's not toifeach amanas latfiach. It isn't that wet that it can make anything else wet. Ask the Gemara Lahechen Chayzer. So when he repeats, when he goes back to davening, where does he go back to? Says the Gemara of Chizdav Rav Nuna, Charam Chayzer L'Roish. One says he goes back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'charam al Makom Shepasak. He goes back to where he was up to in Tefillah. Says the Gemara, Lehem B'Hakim Ifliki. What's the Machlaikis? Mar Sovar. Im Shokadei Ligmas Kuloi. We're going to learn that if somebody stops a Milah Shemoneh Esrei, and the pause was so long that it can complete the entire Shemoneh Esrei, the halacha is Chayz L'Rosh. He has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Or Mar Sovar, and the other one holds that by Shemoneh Esrei as well, if you pause for that amount of time, you only need go back L'Makom Shepasuk. Says the Gemara, if that's the question, then the question should have been presented. They should be presented. Did he stop or did he not stop? How long did he stop for? Says the Gemara, the halach is, if he paused that long that he could finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei, everybody will agree, Chayz L'Rosh. For Hocha, here we're referring to a situation where the pause was not that long. The mass of Gavr D'Chayuhu, he's a person that could not daven. He was urinating. So whatever he davened at that time becomes disqualified. His whole tefillah of that time became disqualified. And the way most Rishonim learn, and this will be very much in line what we learn later in our shir, if a person came to the degree that he could not hold himself back from urinating in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, he must be such an individual who already needed to urinate before he began the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, his tefillah, as we learned earlier, was not an acceptable tefillah. Well, Masov, whereas the other Tana holds, the other Amira holds, Gavra Chazihu, he wasn't urinating during that time, and since he wasn't urinating in that time, tefillah tefiloi, and if the pause wasn't so long, he need not go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. When we measure the pause, says the Mishnah Berurah, we measure every person according to the amount of time it takes him to daven. If some people take longer to daven the Shemoneh Esrei, so their Kedei Ligmar Kulay will be longer. Some people daven a quicker Shemoneh Esrei, their shot will be a quicker, will be a smaller a pause that you will have to come back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Furthermore, it seems that the Paiskim hold that even if the pause wasn't that long, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if the pause wasn't so long that it would require him to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, but he should go back to the beginning of the bracha, where this, if this happened in the middle of the bracha, he should go back to the beginning of the bracha. Furthermore, if this happened during the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, so we know that the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are considered in halacha like one bracha, she should go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Similarly, if it happened during the last three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, so they too are considered one unit, and since they're considered a unit, you should go back to Ritzei. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hanitzrach l'nekavav. If somebody needs to urinate, al yispal, he shouldn't daven. V'mispal, and if he does daven in such a way, tefilas ha'teiva. His tefillah is unaccepted. How do you daven when you need to urinate? Amar azud v'teima Rav Yehuda. Lo yishana el she'ena yochel lishos ba'atzmai. It's only if he can't hold himself back. Avam yochel lishos ba'atzmai. If the person could restrain himself, and he davened, tefilas ha'tefilah. Ask the Gemara about Kama. How much is that considered? How much do you have to be able to hold yourself back that it should be considered that it's not an issue? Amar Rav Sheshes ad parsa. The amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, which is 72 minutes. And the Mefarshim make a very interesting point. First of all, they say, why did they pick the number of a parsa? So the Teres Zakenim, quoting the Bach, says that 72 minutes is the amount of time that a tefillah would normally take, because davening itself used to take typically an hour, and you have to, the Gemara says, Chassidim Rishonim Hayishon Koyd Matfilah and Achat Tefillah, the people who daven properly would wait a little before they davened and a little after they davened. So that's why the halacha is that they came up with 72 minutes. Furthermore, I saw that the shear of, why does the Gemara say it in the shear of walking a parsa? If, as we're saying, everybody agrees the shear of walking a parsa is 72 minutes, you should have said 72 minutes. So I saw the Mishnah Brewer says, because it sometimes if somebody needs to urinate, if he's sitting in one place, he could hold himself back. But if he's walking, he can't hold himself back. So says the Gemara, when we're thinking about this, think in terms of an individual who's walking, where it's harder to hold himself back. However, the Mishnah Brewer also says that even though the Gemara clearly indicates that the shear is 72 minutes, the halacha, says the Mishnah Brewer, is that if a person feels he needs to urinate or go for gedolim, even though he knows he can hold himself back for 72 minutes, he should still first use the bathroom before he davens. The only thing that the poskim do say is that let's say this person knows he has to use the bathroom, but he can hold himself back for 72 minutes. And if he will go to the bathroom, he'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, and he can't daven tefillah b'tzibur elsewhere. It's a place where there are no other minyanim. So then he could daven under those circumstances. Ikka d'masala hamas nisa. Some say this halacha regarding the mission, this braisa. The braisa says, b'madvar mamurim, when is the halacha that the tefillah is a teva? K'sheni yochal lamed al atzmai. Avam yochal lamed al atzmai. If the person could restrain himself, tefillah to tefillah. V'ad kama, what is it considered that he could hold himself back? Omer avzvid ad parso. 72 minutes. So I saw a very powerful vart from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zitzal, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Dalet, Simen Nun Aleph, Ois Aleph. He says, let's understand our Gemara. Our Gemara, as we're learning, goes to great lengths to discuss a person who davens when he needs to use the bathroom, a person who davens in a place where he needs to be concerned with Tzoya and Meiriglayim, and the Gemara uses a very sharp Lashon. The Gemara says, Tfilosoi to'eva. Very sharp Lashon. He says, there are all sorts of people, Rav Moshe says, who daven, and they don't really understand what they're davening. They don't daven with the greatest kavana. Yet, the Gemara never says, Tfilosoi to'eva. So he says, what do we learn from this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for the tefillah of every Jew. And as long as the Jew does the best that he can, that's called a perfect tefillah. But if the person doesn't follow the halacha, whereas the halacha in our Shia teaches us, you have to be concerned about all of these issues, and he wasn't careful with all of these issues, then tefillah is teiva. And therefore, Ramash takes it one step further. He says, since we see from this Gemara the power of the tefillah of every person, says Rav Moshe, that's why when you need a bakasha, or we have something that we need to be answered, we could ask anybody to daven, because everybody's tefillah has great value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonason, Handetzach l'nekova, somebody needs to relieve himself, Harez lo yisbal, he shouldn't daven. B'shem shenema, a person, before he davens, should prepare himself. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Yoram and Aleph, teaches us from this Gemara Pasuk that before somebody davens, he should make sure that he dresses properly. But here we're taking it a step further, that he should also make sure that his body is perfectly clean. V'amra Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Ma'idik Siv, Shmo Raglcha, Keshotelech HaBeis Elkim, Shmo Atzmecha Shloi Techta, teaches us the Torah, watch yourself not to do avera. Vim techta havei carbon lefonai, and if you do chas v'shalom an avera, bring a carbon. The karv l'shmaya, amarava, have a karv l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Pay attention to what Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us im choytim mevim carbon v'aisim tshuva. If they do an avera, they brought a carbon, they did tshuva. Mateis k'silim. Don't be like the fools. They do a virus. They bring a carbon. Says the Mefarshim explain. The fools believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our carbon. And therefore, if I do an Aveira, just bring a carbon, everything will be fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our tshuva. And as the Mashal takes it a step further. Because when you bring a carbon, that's what's supposed to spur you to do tshuva. But if it doesn't spur you to do tshuva, there's no point in the carbon. Kenei yodim lasas ra. But then the Pasuk, speaking about these fools, says they don't know to do anything bad. Ask the Gemara, if they don't know how to do anything bad, yochid tzadikim ninu. Why are we calling them rishoyim? Says the Gemara, el al teksim shekhoitim vim karbim v'enei yodim al toivayim v'evim al arayim v'evim. They don't know anything about the carbon. They don't understand the hilchos kabanas. They don't know what's right. They don't know what's wrong. I'm not interested in that carbon. Rav Ashvi Tamer of Chanina Bar Papama, Shmar Nekavecha. What does the pasuk come to teach us? Watch what your body. When you're davening, you have to wash, not to have to use the bathroom, or not to have to even pass gas. The Chalshukei Chemed speaks about a question, an unfortunate question. He says that people who, Rachman Tzlan, have catheters, and they don't control their urinating. It comes out directly from the stomach when there's an accumulation of urine. May they daven or not? So he says a chiddush based on this Gemara. He says, the Gemara that teaches us that we have to be careful when we're davening uses the word shmar raglcha. So he says, what do we learn from these words? We learn from these words that if the shesen, if the urine leaves the body in the normal way that urine leaves a body, that's when it's considered that it's an issue. But if the urine doesn't leave the body in the normal way, it doesn't leave derech raglcha, then it's not considered urine. And he says, we actually had a similar discussion in Masech the Nida, that the Gemara says a woman is not considered a nida unless the dam that leaves her body leaves it in the way that it normally leaves. But if it doesn't leave the body in that normal way, it's not considered that she's a nida. Tana Rabbana Nichnas Beis HaKisei. Somebody goes into the Beis HaKisei, Choylitz Tfilov Berichuk Arba Amis. He should take off his tefillin Arba Amis, distant from the bathroom, for Nichnas. Of course, the Gemara here is speaking about the bathrooms they had in those days, which, as we're going to learn, did not have regular plumbing. The waste remained on the spot, and they were foul-smelling, and therefore the Gemara teaches us that you should keep your tefillin dalar amos away from it. Amar of Acha bar Rav Huna, Amar of Sheishis, lo yishana beis hakisei kavua, which has waste material. You're just stopping to use a place where you need to relieve yourself. Choylitz, take off your tefillin, so it doesn't have a din of a beis hakisei, v'nifna l'altar. However, even when you use such a bathroom, you should walk 4 amos away before you put on the tefillin. Because once you use that spot as a bathroom, now became a full-fledged beis hakisei. It became a full-fledged beis hakisei. It has all the halachas of a beis hakisei. So the Shomer Tzion Balocha, in trying to put his hands around this Gemara, says we need to understand our bathrooms. On one hand, the bathrooms that we have are certainly a beis hakisei kavua. On the other hand, because we have modern plumbing, so all the waste that's deposited in the bathroom just is flushed away. And since it's just immediately flushed away, that may be even less than a beis hakisei aroi. Of course, on the other hand, the discussion that we're having in our shir is really not relevant that much, bizman hazeh. Because in those days, as we're learning, A, they wore tefillin all day. B, the bathroom was outside in a place which was exposed. We don't wear tefillin all day. And we also don't have our bathrooms outdoors. They're in the shul, they're in the house. And therefore, of course, somebody who needs to use the bathroom when he's wearing tefillin should just take off the tefillin, put them down, and use the bathroom. Ibailu, Mashiach Nus Adam Tefillin Beis HaKisei Kavua, He's going into Beis HaKavuos Kavua, but he's going Lahashton Mayim. He's going for urination, not for Gedolim. Ravina Shari, Ravina said it's permissible. Rav Adda Masna Osor. Osor Shaila LaRava. They went and asked Rava, what is the Halach? Amalhu Osor. Because even says Rava, if we'll say that urination is not the same as Gedolim, Chesinon, we need to be concerned that while he's urinating, Shem Yeponimahen, he may need to use the bathroom for Gedolim, or he may pass gas. Vamalai Shem Yafichbem, we have to be concerned he may use the bathroom, or he may at least pass gas. Tanya Idach, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKisei Kavua, Choylis Tefila Barachu Abba Amos, take off your tefillin Abba Amos away, or Meneich Bechaloin HaSomach L'Shus Rabim, and put it at a window near L'Shus Rabim, V'nichnas. Ukshiyotze, and then when you go out, don't put them on right next to the bathroom. Rather, marchik abba amos menichem. Go abba amos away and then put them on. Divrei beis shamai v'shelo imrim. Beis Hillel's opinion is oichsin b'yodim v'nichnas. You could walk in holding the tefillin. Reb Kiva imr oichsin b'bigdav v'nichnas. Put them into your garment. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? B'bigdoy sal kedatach. Zivna mishtal of anafli. If you're just going to let them hang on your garment, they may fall down. Says the Gemara, you know what Rabbi Kiva meant? El eima oichsim bigdoy biyodoy, wrap them in your garment, hold them in your hand, and that's how you go in. Rabbi Kiva gives another option. Umanichim b'churin asmuchim b'beis HaKisei, put them in the wall that has holes next to the Beis HaKisei. But don't put them in the holes that face Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, for you need to be concerned. Maybe the people passing by will take them. And people will accuse you, and the Gemara will show what kind of accusing can happen. Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh b'Talmud Echad, Sheniach Tefillin B'churim HaSmuchim Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He put the tefillin in the hole in the wall near the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And a prostitute came and took them. And then Basel Beis Midrash for Amra, she came to the Beis Midrash and she said a terrible false rumor about this individual. She said, not only did this person hire me for my services, he gave me his tefillin as payment. Kiven Shishama Talmud Kach. The Talmud heard what a terrible rumor was being spread about him. All the Rosh Hagag v'nofel. He went to the top of the roof and he fell down v'meis and he passed away. At that point, Chazal said, "Go into the bathroom. Hold them and with you when you go in to avoid this issue." But the Shem Tzion Ba'alocha makes a very powerful point. He says many people, when they learn this Gemara, they assume he heard that they spread this horrible rumor about him, so he committed suicide, which we know, of course, is a horrible, terrible aveira. Says the Shem Tzion Ba'alocha, let's look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, Ol Roish Agol, Gag V'Hippel, and he threw himself down, Umeis, and he died. The Gemara says, Ol Roish Agol, V'Nofal V'Meis, he fell off the roof. What does the Gemara mean to say? Says the Shem Tzion Ba'alocha, what the Gemara means to say is, he went up to the roof because he had to clear his head. They're spreading such horrible rumors about me. And because he was so distracted, he was walking on the roof and he didn't pay attention to what was happening and he accidentally fell off the roof. Tana Rabbanan. Originally, they would put the tefillin in the holes in the wall next to the Beis HaKisei. Or bo achbar v'noitlin, so mice were there and they would take the tefillin. Where there are no mice. But there was a new problem. People who pass by, as we just learned, would take them. So therefore, Hiskinu Sha'ochsum Biyodav Nichnas. Amr Ramesh Breder Bishumaleva Halocha. Goylon Kamin Sefer. He should roll up the tefillin with their straps like a scroll. Ve'ochsum Biyamina Kenegaliboy and hold it opposite the heart in the right hand. And the Malbim in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael says that if somebody is an itter, he should hold it in his left hand. We want you to use it in the stronger, watch it with your stronger hand. We have to be careful that the ritzuis don't stick out. For as the Rishonim explain, the ritzuis of the tefillin also have kedusha. The knot in the back of the head is the dalid. The knot on the tefillin shalyad is a yud. So they're used to make up the shem shakai, so they also have a kedusha. When do we say that you should wrap them up that way? Is when there's time to put them back on. As we said earlier, they used to wear tefillin the entire day. If there's no time left during the day to wear them, put them into a small bag the size of a tefach, and leave them in that. If you're taking off your tefillin by day to use the bathroom, roll them up like a sefer, but if it's at night, put it into a small bag the size of a tefach and menichan. To which Abaye comments, when is that the halacha? When this is a keli which is designated for the storing of the tefillin. Avul, so then it has to be a tefach to be considered a new separate entity, a new separate rishos. Avul klisha and a klayim, if you're putting into a bag which isn't designated for the placing of the tefillin there, I feel a pachas metafach. Even if it's smaller than a tefach, it's still considered a separate entity. Omer Rav Tamer Rav Ashi, I'll bring you a raya that is the halacha. Teda, shrei pachin ketanim, you have small earthenware, sealed earthenware utensils in a house where there's a mace. They're less than a tefach, but they're considered a separate rishus, and anything that's in those sealed earthenware kelim, metzil ba'ol ha'mace, they don't get tumas oil ha'mes. Am Rabba Bachana, kevazlina basrei de Rabbi Yochanan, when we were walking with Rabbi Yochanan, if he needed to use the bathroom, if he was holding with him a safe of agarata, have a yavlon, he would give it to us. Omar, hoil v'shirinu rabbonim, since Chazal allowed me to take them into the bathroom, ninatram. In those days, the bathrooms, as we said, were outside the ear, outside the city, and the bathrooms were an area where there were shadim. So because they were an area of Shadim, there is a big concern for Shmira. So he says, if there's a point to where that you're allowed to take him in, then take him in, because you need that Shmira. Similarly, Amar Rava, Azlina Basrei Rav Nachman, when we would walk with Rav Nachman, Kevin Nokat Sifra Dagarata Yavlon. If he was carrying a safe Agarata, he would give it to us. Kevin Nokat Finla Yavlon. Omar, since we learned on the previous Omid that you could walk in holding the tefillin, Omar, however, shirin rabbanon nanatron. And I saw that the Sefer Shabbas Rabim says this is the makor that a person should always go with a sefer, and a person should always go with his talis and tefillin, based on the Gemara that we just learned. He says there are people who travel and they don't want to schlep their talis and tefillin, so they come up with all sorts of excuses why they don't need to take their tefillin. But our Gemara is teaching us that the tefillin is your biggest shmira. However, there is obviously a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim. If somebody's traveling, he's traveling by himself. And of course, like we just learned, he's taking Svarim with him, he's taking Talis tefillin with him, and he needs to use the bathroom. What should he do? So the Meiri discusses them, and the Meiri says, when we speak about tefillin, the kedusha of tefillin is when you wear the tefillin. If you're not wearing the tefillin and they're in your bag, you could go into the bathroom with them. The Retvaz says the same. He says, sometimes I'm walking in the street and somebody gives me a Dvar Torah, I put it into my pocket. And the Marsham as well says that he used to carry with him a small sefer and he would carry it into the bathroom. The Eli Rabba disagrees. He says just putting it into your pocket is not adequate. He says that you should put it kli b'toch kli, a double covering. There's a question. Some people put it into the pocket of their jacket, and then they're wearing a coat on top of their jacket, or they put it in the pocket of their shirt, and they're wearing something on top of the shirt. That seems to be a kli b'toch kli. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav teaches us that if somebody is in home and you don't have all of these questions and you have a davar shebekedusha in your pocket, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the right thing to do is take everything out of your pockets or everything out of your bags, whatever, before you use the bathroom. Continues the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, lo yoches adam tefillin biyadoi. A person should not be holding the tefillin in his hands, the sevatar bezroya, the yispalo. He shouldn't be holding these items in his hands when he's davening. He shouldn't urinate when he's holding tefillin. And he shouldn't sleep. Loi shinas kvav, loi shinas arai. Amishmul, sakin, a knife, umas, money, the car of a kikar, are all sorts of items that you're concerned about. So if you're going to be holding those items when you're going to daven, you're not going to daven with the proper kavanah, and you shouldn't hold those items when you are davening. And in fact, the halacha is that you shouldn't hold anything, says the Shulchan Aruch, when you're davening. The right thing to do is that when somebody's davening, and not just the Shmon Esrei, says the Prima Gadim, any part of davening, you shouldn't hold anything, because we're concerned that you're not going to concentrate properly. Along that same line, of course, a siddur or a machzer or dalaminim on sukkahs, you may hold because that's the mitzvah. Or as the poskim say, the minhag of most shuls is when Yukim Purkin and the Mishaberich is recited by davening on Shabbos, so they hold the Sefer Torah, that's permissible. If somebody is holding a siddur while he's davening, and the siddur falls down, so you're not supposed to move in the middle of davening. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're not going to be able to have the proper concentration because you know your siddur's on the floor, the halacha is that you can pick up the siddur while you're davening, move to pick up the siddur. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if you are davening, and you started davening without a siddur, and then you can't concentrate, you realize that you don't remember the davening, and your tefillah won't be a proper tefillah, the halach is you could get up and walk to the bookcase, take the siddur that you need, and then continue davening. The halacha does not follow this brisa that says you can't do anything when you're davening. The Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to walk into the bathroom holding tefillin. The Beis Hillel, if we're going to say Beis Hillel, Hashta Beis HaKiesi Kavua, Beis Hillel said on Amun Aleph Shari, you could walk in wearing it, holding your tefillin. Beis HaKiesi Arai Miboye, Meisvei asked the Gemara on Rava from the following Braisa. The Braisa makes a statement. Dvarim Shetatil Chakan, things that I said are permissible here, or Satil Chakan, elsewise said are also. My love, what is the Braisa talking about? It says tefillin. It seems that we're talking about tefillin taking into the bathroom. Yamrit b'shlom Beis Hillel. If we say it follows the opinion of Beis Hillel, what does the Braisa mean? Hetatil chakan kavua. I allowed it to be taken into Beis Kisei kavua. Or satil chakan, but I don't let you take it into Beis Kisei Rai. Il amrit Beis Shammai. But if I want to say that Braisa is referring to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, we just said, Haloi shari v'lamide. Never in any bathroom does Beis Shammai permit us to take in the tefillin. Says the Gemara, that's not what that Bryce is referring to, the Gemara wants to suggest. Ki tanyahi, that Bryce is talking about uncovering your body when you go to the bathroom. How much of your body may you uncover? Linyan tefach tefchayim. How much may you uncover? The Tanicha, the one Bryce says, Kshinifna, when somebody goes for gedolim, megal la'achr tefach, he should uncover himself from behind one tefach, ulefonav, and in front of himself, he should uncover himself tefachayim. V'tani idach, Yet there's another brayse that says l'achrav tefach, in front of, in back, a tefil in front of loy klum. My lav, idi v'idibish, both brayses are speaking about a man, v'loy kasha. Kanal gedolim, if a person is going for gedolim, so there he could uncover the back and nothing in the front. Kanal ktanim, he uncovers the front. Says the Gemara, v'tisbro, if we're going to say that the brayse is talking about ktanim, so why does the brayse say that you're allowed to do a tefach? He's only going for ktanim. We have to say both brises are talking about gedolim. A person, the brise that says one tefach in the back and two tefachim in the front is talking about a man. And as the Rishonim explained, a man, even though he's going for gedolim, it's very likely that when he goes for gedolim, will need to urinate. And that's why he should uncover himself in the front as well. Habisha, whereas a woman doesn't have to expose herself ever in the front. Yehachi, says the Gemara, if that's what the Braisa means to teach us, the difference where a man or a woman may uncover themselves. So what did the Braisa say? Haktani Allah, it was said regarding this Braisa, Zeh kavachayim she'en alav tshuva. This is a kavachayim for which there is no answer. Mayan lav tshuva. Why is this a kavachayim that has no answer? We're just speaking about the physical makeup of a man versus a woman. Elav, what must the Braisa be talking about? Tefillin. And the question is, the Rava Amar Rav Sheshes. And what the question is the question where we learned earlier that where the Beis Hillel is lenient and a Beis Akisei Kavua, and he's Machmer and a Beis Akisei Arai, Teyufta. Mikamakum Kasha. So, but ask the Gemara, what is Pshat and Beis Hillel's opinion? Hashta Beis Akisei Kavua Shari, if he allows you to go in with the tefillin and the Beis Akisei Kavua, why Beis Akisei Reilo Koshkein? Answers the Gemara. Beis Akisei Kavua, the Lekka Netzoitzis. There are no Netzoitzis that need to be washed off. When urine splashes on a person, going back to the beginning of Shir, you have to be very careful. First of all, the urine, you can't daven that way. And also, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, if a person has urine on his clothing, it looks like he's a Kurush Shufcha. It looks like he can't have children. And if he had children, people are going to say that really not his children. So when it's a Beisa Kisei Kavua, people use the bathroom sitting. And therefore, there is no concern about those Nitzoytzes. Beis Akisei Roi, where people use the bathroom standing, the Ikka Netzoytzes, that's why Beis Hillel are more machmer and don't let you walk in with the tefillin. Says the Gemara, very good distinction between the Beis Akisei Kavua and Beis Akisei Roi. Yehochi asked the Gemara, Mayan Letshuva, why did you say there is no explanation to differentiate between a Beis Akisei Kavua and a Beis Akisei Arai? Shuva Ma'ayasehi, we just gave a great explanation. Says the Gemara, we gave an explanation why to differentiate, but it isn't based on a kavachomer. Because if we would want to get to this halacha through learning a kavachomer, the truth is, it doesn't work through a kavachomer to be more lenient by a Beis Akisei Kavua than by a Beis Akisei Rai. Tana Bonim, haroitz l'konos l'sudas kva, if somebody wants to go to a meal, Mahalchas aparmim arba amis, walk 10 times 4 amis, or arba pam eser amis, and that will cause that if you need to use the bathroom, he will use the bathroom, vakach nichnas, because it's not proper to go out to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. So try to use the bathroom before you need the meal, and before you begin the meal. And I saw that the Sefer Cheshuke Chema teaches us that this Gemara is not just talking about using the bathroom before the meal. Anything which involves covered abrius should be done before, should be considered. Amar Yitzchok, Hanichnas Asudus Kva, Choylus Tfilov, take off your tefillin, V'achkach Nichnas, and then go eat the meal. Opligid Rav Chia, Amar Rav Chia, Menichan Al Shulchan, just put him on the table, V'ken Hodoloi, and that's appropriate. So you should have them immediately when you finish your meal. That Amos, until when do you keep the tefillin off? Amram Nachman Yitzchak as man bracha, until you come to benching. Tani Chada, Tzar Adam Tfilav in Ma'isa Barfakosai. A person can put tefillin and his money in the same kerchief. V'tani Yidich, lo yotzer. You may not. How do we reconcile these two brises? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Hada Azmanei, if you designated it for the tefillin, then you should not put anything else in it. Hada Lai Azmanei, then you could put other things in it. Domer of Chizda, high sudra tefillin, the Azmanei Lemetzah but tefillin. A bag that was you that was designated to put the tefillin in, tsar by tefillin. Once you use it for the tefillin, also lemeitzah by pshita. You can't put coins into it. However, azmanei, if you designated it, but loy tsar by you never used it, or tsar by you used it, but loy azmanei, but you didn't designate it, then shar lemeitzah by zuzay. You can't put money into it. Says the Gemara, or according to Abaya, who says throughout Shas has mona milsehi, as soon as you designate something, it has that designation. Abaya says regarding tachrichim of a mace, that as soon as you designate them for a mace, they're considered god of a mace. According to him, azmanei, as soon as it's designated, afgav deloy tzorbe, even if you didn't use it, it already has the din that you can't use money in it. Tzorbe, but if you used it, azmanei, only if it was designated, it's also eloy azmanei, but if you didn't, loy. Dalocha follows Rav Chizda's opinion, who says that a tefillin bag only assumes the status of Tashmishei Kedusha when you have two conditions. Hazmana, that it was designated, and that it was actually used. The Mishnah Berurah explains there are a number of ways of accomplishing hazmana. One is through verbal designation. One is by manufacturing the bag specifically that it be used for tefillin. Another way is if you put tefillin in a bag and you intend to always use that bag for the tefillin, or if you always use the bag for tefillin, that makes it into a tefillin bag. Darach HaShulchan says that if the bag was used for 3 or more days for tefillin, then it gets that designation. Says the Magen Avraham, this is only regarding tefillin bag. But when we speak about a talus bag, that's not considered tashmishei kedusha. We know there's a question about what's the proper way of manufacturing the tefillin. Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The halacha follows Rashi, but there are people who also put on a second pair of tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Says the Rosh that somebody who has two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, should not put them in the same bag, because one is tefillin and one aren't. The Magen Avraham says that if when he initially designated the bag, he had in mind that he's going to use both bags for the bag for both pairs, then it's permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only regarding the tefillin bag. But as we discussed, the talus bag doesn't have the same halach of tashmishei kedusha, and therefore we could put both of the tefillin bags into one talus bag. And actually, taking this a step further, it's not only that both tefillin bags could be put in a talus bag, but as we learn in our Gemara, you can't put coins or other items in a bag which is a tefillin bag, but you can put coins or other items into the talus bag, because the talus bag is not considered tashmishei kedusha.